This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Prospects Energy. Tom Reynolds is joining us. Hello, Tom. Good to see you.
Morning, Alistair.
So Prospects, I mean, you've got steady production. Let's start there, shall we, with today's update. Tell us how that's looking and how it supports the business.
Yeah, so listen, really good news from our asset Selva Malvezzi in Italy, where Prospects owns 37% interest as a non-operator. Our operator, Po Valley Energy, published their quarterly results this morning, and we mirrored that with the release that we put out today. But the key things, as you say, are from that release are very steady, stable production from Pader Mayar, which is the single producing asset in that concession. And with the higher gas prices that we're seeing in Europe at the moment, that is nothing but good news for Prospects. It means extra cash flow from that asset. And that has a really positive impact on our wider business because the cash flow from Selva is what effectively funds everything else for the time being.
So for the benefit of viewers and listeners who might not have seen the release this morning, perhaps you could just give a quick summary of the bullet point numbers, the ones that you think are the most standout important.
Yeah, sure. I think that I'm going to just focus on two key numbers, and they really do support those watchwords of stable production and elevated revenue. And I'll probably contrast that with last quarter's numbers. On production first, basically steady as a rock, 80,000 standard cubic meter a day average on a gross basis. We've obviously got a 37% net share of that. And that's sold through a gas marketing arrangement in Italy, and we're paid directly for the revenue. So what that tells you is the well's performing exactly as expected. It's very stable with, you know, very limited to no decline visible. And I think that's great in terms of a cash flow machine for both parties. The second piece is that gross revenue. In Q4 2025, the revenue that Prospects received from gas sales from this asset was around €850,000. What we received in Q1 of this year was €1.15 million. So you can see that's an extra €300,000, which the company can definitely put to good use.
So you've mentioned the higher gas price. Let's just get jargony for a second. What are the implications of the elevated forward curve, as it's termed, higher prices in the future? How do you see that elevated forward curve impacting what you guys are doing and the wider market you're operating in?
So look, it's a really good question, Alistair. The forward curve provides some guidance at what you can buy and sell commodities in general, but gas on the TTF market specifically here, out through the balance of this year and through subsequent periods. And what we've seen actually is because of the war in Iran and because of the Straits of Hormuz issues and the disruption to flow international LNG cargoes, the gas price in the prompt market at the front end of that curve has come up. But what we've actually seen is very strong transmission through the remainder of the curve, which means that future curve prices through the balance of this year and into 2027 have also increased. So at the moment, the forward curve is basically showing 47 euros a megawatt hour, which is roughly the same number divided by 100 for euros per standard cubic meter. And so that shows there's a very strong platform of price. Now, for a company like Prospex, what that gives us the opportunity to do is to submit to sell a portion of our gas forward into that market price, effectively locking in that higher revenue level. And so that means that we then have certainty about revenue for the balance of the year at a certain level, which gives us more flexibility in terms of planning on how we put that money to work, knowing that that price has been locked in.
Yeah, so things are looking fairly optimistic for you guys on that score and on several four scores, really. So perhaps we should look ahead in a little bit more detail. What else do you see happening, and how does how's Q1 been, and how does Qs 2 and 3 look to you?
So I think if we chunk through the balance of the year, Q1, I mean, for me in particular, I started in February, so it's been a busy month getting to know team partners, visiting assets, understanding the business in a lot of detail. And as you know, and as people watching this video will know, I spoke to the market for the first time around the end of March with a kind of video presentation. So I think Q1 was very much stable production, increased revenue because of what we just talked about. And also, we closed out an extended CLN raise, which puts the company in a decent position from a cash perspective, in terms of the obligations it has to fund through the balance of the year. And it sets us up for what I'd like to do going forward. As we come into Q2, effectively, if you go asset by asset, we've got a period of consolidation in Tarba in Spain, where we're basically waiting for permits to be granted by the Spanish government for a 5-well program that will allow us to get after activity there. On Viura in Spain, the operator, HEYCO Energy Iberia, is carrying out a program of detailed dynamic modeling on the reservoir. And that program will be critical to feed into what we do in terms of CapEx and drilling looking ahead to 2027. On Selva Malvezzi, we've talked about the production, but the balance of this year is about processing seismic data that was recorded last year, feeding that into a competent person's report, and preparing for drilling there also in 2027. So from that very, very quick rattle through, you get a strong sense that 2026 is a year of getting set up, doing engineering, planning, and preparation really for quite a significant program of work on all of these assets in 2027.
Well, we look forward to watching you make a lot of progress along several fronts. For now, though, thanks very much for talking to us, Tom.
Thanks very much, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.